from KQED.
Joining me now is KQED reporter Raquel Maria Dillon with more on that and some of the other guidance from Governor Gavin Newsom. Hi, Raquel.
Hi.
So, Raquel, no bars or clubs. This will be a huge change to the way that people socialize, and it will also affect people's livelihoods, right?
No bars, no clubs, no wine tasting at wineries, no brew pubs. It's going to be a big hit to those businesses. But remember, the point here is to temporarily pause in-person socializing to keep us 6 feet apart so we don't spread the coronavirus. But notice, though, Governor Newsom did not ask restaurants to close. When reporters pressed him on that, he explained that people need to eat. They might not be used to cooking at home. They might rely on takeout. They might not have kitchens. Here's what he said.
We need people to be able to pick up food. We need people to have food delivered. We need the capacity to meet the needs of our population. And let me say this frankly, we need a productive society.
Basically, he said food and restaurants are essential. Happy hour is not.
Right. And so what are the other takeaways from the governor's conference?
Well, he told us about the latest numbers. There are 6 people in California who have died from this outbreak and 335 cases of COVID-19 in the state. That is a 14% increase over yesterday. But remember, those are just the people who've been tested for the novel coronavirus and who tested positive. And that testing is still ramping up. And the public health experts say there are hundreds of people walking around with COVID-19 and they just don't know it yet because they're not sick or their symptoms are so mild that they don't even think to get tested. Or they can't figure out how to get a test because they don't have a primary care doctor or their doctor's office is just slammed and they can't get in.
It's serious. So what other directives did the governor give?
All seniors, anyone over age 65, should stay home and self-isolate. He acknowledged that this is going to be very lonely and painful, but it has to be done to protect our parents, our grandparents.
We are doing so with our eyes wide open at the magnitude of what that means. And the need to provide wraparound services to support our seniors in need of medical supplies, in need of meals, and the like.
There are 5.3 million seniors in California. Plus, add onto that people with chronic conditions and those who are immunosuppressed. He also talked about other vulnerable populations like the homeless and moving them into hotels and motels and trailers and shelters so they have a fighting chance to stay away from the virus. And that's going to be a huge effort. The governor says we're going to have to move very aggressively.
Tomorrow, many children will be home from school. I can imagine that that will be interesting for certain.
Interesting, sure. If you're a parent, you're dreading the next couple of weeks, scrambling for childcare while you try to go to work, or entertaining your kid while you try to work from home, or just being really stressed and worried about your kid. The numbers of children out of school are impressive. Newsom says the estimates are 80 to 85% of California kids are not going to school starting tomorrow, and these schools will be closed for weeks.
Thanks, Raquel.
Thank you. Stay well.
That's KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon. Check out our website, kqed.org, for more coronavirus coverage. I'm Kate Wolfe.